Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to The Next Big Thing. I'm your host, Cody Fitzgerald, and I'm sitting here with Jake Oliveira, a.k.a. Bones, from the Toronto hip-hop group Sandy Perlman and Bones. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just drinking some green drink, also known as an Arizona, and just doing the best interview of my life, of course.
All right, well, we're happy to have you here. So why don't you start off, tell us a little bit about the group.
Well, basically, the way the group started out is me and Harry both go to the same school, York University. And we're both in kind of fine arts program, so I'm studying design and he's doing like some music production stuff. And I'd heard that he made beats and I was like, oh, what the hell, why don't I try rapping because I'm white and probably terrible at it. And so I messaged him and he sent me a beat and he was like, let's see what you can do with it. And I wrote some rhymes and then we went and met up one day and just did like, I think the track in one or two takes, and from there we just kind of realized that it sort of clicked and we're like, okay, let's see what we can do with this, let's see if we can make this something serious.
Alright, good stuff. So, how did you get into rap, period? I mean...
I guess that goes way back. My dad was really into hip-hop, which is kind of weird because like most... Yeah. People that he hangs out with were into like rock and roll and like stuff, and he was cool about teaching all that, but since he had such an eclectic taste, he taught me a lot about like old school hip hop, like talking like Blowfly and like when Mace was good and not a pastor and rapping about Jesus. Not that I'm opposed to that, but I mean, I was kind of off for him. So my dad kind of got me into hip hop from a young age, and then I mean, our views on it kind of separated, but we still both enjoy. I mean, he listens to like Rick Ross and stuff, and I listen to like, I don't know, like Macklemore and people that have like a lot of political views and lyricism in their words. But basically my dad's what got me into it from the start. He'd been playing it for me and I just learned to really like the beat and like how people just rhyme over it and tell their story, and that's kind of what got me into it.
Good stuff. All right, so you guys just put out an EP. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we put out a tape called the Pearls and Bones EP, and that was just basically, this is our start. This is like where we're at right now, and we may move on to other things, but when we started out, it's just got like that raw energy because it was just me and Harry getting together, and we bump out songs and we're like, okay, let's give ourselves one take in this and like, let's be happy with the imperfections and let's just like see what we actually sound like recorded. And so we got a five song mini tape together and we just recorded to that whole thing. And we just put it out. I feel like it's got a lot of different tastes in it. Like it's got some really weird lo-fi beats, and then it's got some really personal and like introspective stuff, and then some just cocky, have fun stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it's got a lot to it. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, why don't we go ahead and listen to one of those songs? This is Boneyard by Sandy Perlman and Bones.
This struggled, but still had my team. And now my lyrics embody that American dream. Mom cried when my path was changed by the city's gleam. I promised them a carefree life when I'm on stage. I don't speak, I scream. This is truly my one final shot to reach the top. Doing this for my supporters, there is no room left to flop. Rap until my bro's tuition's paid, I'll go nonstop. The crown is in my hand, so many want me to just fail and drop. Yeah, but it will always be stuck in my grasp. A beautiful mind, my words are smarter than John Nash. My fans appreciate the fact that all my rhymes are rash. I'm bold enough to say I end rap careers in a single clash. So it's best that you stay away from me. Bow to greatness, shut your mouth and take a seat when it starts to speak. And all the fans that rep my music, please just give me one more week. You listened to a legend right before he went and hit his peak. I don't wanna stop.